Chapter 27 Escape. The man on the floor spoke.
Very interesting, he said. I really knew that no man tied up as you were could have thrown a boot through that window. But because the boot was there among the broken glass, I assumed that though it was impossible, the impossible had been achieved. So, this is most unexpected. I thought I'd got you all fooled nicely.
So you had, said Frankie. You forged that letter from Bobby, I suppose?
I did, said Roger, smiling.
And the letter from Moira? Demanded Bobby.
Roger laughed.
Forgery is a very useful art.
You pig, said Bobby.
Frankie was curious. Why did you pretend to be Dr. Nicholson? She asked.
For the fun of seeing whether I could fool you both. You were so very sure that poor old Nicholson was the evil criminal, Lady Frances.
He laughed.
Just because he questioned you in his serious way.
And really, said Frankie slowly, he was quite innocent. There's one thing you must tell me. I've been driven nearly mad with curiosity. Who is Evans?
Oh, said Bassington French. So you don't know that?
He laughed and laughed again.
That shows what a fool one can be.
Meaning us? Asked Frankie.
No, said Roger. Meaning me. And if you don't know who Evans is, I don't think I will tell you.
Somehow, even though Bassington French was tied up and a prisoner, it was he who seemed to control the situation.
And what are your plans now? He asked.
Bobby said something about the police.
Much the best thing to do, said Roger cheerfully. They will charge me with kidnap, I suppose. I can't very well deny that.
He looked at Frankie.
I will use love as my excuse.
Frankie's face reddened. What about murder of Alan Carstairs? She asked.
My dear, you haven't any evidence.
We'd better go downstairs together, Bobby said. We don't know how many more of the gang are in the house, and we'd better look into the bedrooms first.
Three bedrooms were empty. In the fourth, a slim figure was lying unconscious on the bed.
It's Moira! Cried Frankie. She's drugged.
A syringe lay on a table near the window.
We ought to get a doctor.
The telephone was in the hall below. They got through to the police station, and 10 minutes later, a car arrived with an inspector, a uniformed policeman, and an elderly doctor. Bobby led the way upstairs to the attic, then stood, extremely surprised, in the doorway. A chair had been placed on the bed, which had been dragged underneath the broken window. There was no sign of Roger Bassington French.